administration says, forget it if you think we're going to take over the Gulf crisis and handle the cleanup. We don't have the expertise or the deep-sea equipment. Leave it to BP. But do they know what they're doing? Lots of questions and not a lot of answers. Speaking of questions, don't ask, don't tell. I guess a deal finally has been struck. You know, this has been talked about for so long. But there is an agreement, in the hopper, let's say, in repealing the military policy on allowing gays to serve openly in armed forces. A good thing or bad thing, fair or foul, depends on your point of view. Not so much just on the issue of gays, but ultimately, what does that do for those in the field, let's say the Marines, the people that are combing the IED infested areas in these villages, for example, in Afghanistan? Does it really matter a heap? Is it about, does somebody have your back and you just want the best soldier around you that you can possibly have, and who cares what color, what background, what sexual orientation that they have? And how about this? War in Korea. It's a real possibility. That's where we begin. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's the show you can be a part of at americatonight.net, or you can give us a jingle at 800-259-5791. Just think when I said that, war in Korea. Can you imagine? The Pentagon is planning some war games with South Korea in a show of force so that North Korea knows that this is a serious deal. Hey, we're not backing down. You sunk a South Korean warship. You killed 46 people, and yet you continue to deny that you did it and threaten the South Koreans. Well, you know where the eggs in our basket lie in this one since 53, and with this truce at where it is. Now the Secretary of State is halfway around the world and on this mission to secure a couple of things. And one is to ease the minds of the South Korean government in letting them know where the U.S. allegiance lies. And I don't think there was necessarily a question of that, but it is something that they had to do. So the U.S. and South Korea are actually planning two major military exercises where, of course, where the North Koreans can see off the Korean Peninsula. And it's all about the force. It's just supposed to deter North Korean acts like the torpedo attack that sunk the warship back at the end of March. Here's what the Secretary of State had to say about South Korea.
We must work together again to address this challenge and advance our shared objectives for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. We ask North Korea to stop its provocative behavior, halt its policy of threats and belligerence toward its neighbors, and take irreversible steps to fulfill its denuclearization commitments.
Yeah, and that's it in a nutshell, but this is the same thing that we've been talking about for quite some time, that you can't have the nuclear situation with Kim Jong-il in North Korea. And now you can't allow North Korea to do what they did to South Korea without flexing a muscle and reacting and saying, you just can't do this, because we're going to step on you if you continue to try to take shots at South Korea. There's a good chance that this could erupt in some kind of a war. I mean, no kidding. You think of the troops actually surpassing the amount in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now you got the situation in Korea. There are a lot of hot spots, it's scary, that are bubbling up across the world. And it's like whack-a-mole. Who do you whack first? All right, I'm standing there. I paid my money. Who am I whacking first? Well, now you gotta say Korea. You gotta have to be all in. All the chips are in with South Korea. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, you got any good horses for us?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Okay. I've been watching the news over the weekend. And haven't heard anybody really talking about what Laura Bush has been saying. You know, she disagreed with everything George done when he's president, and nobody seems to pick up on it, I guess.
Wait, you haven't heard anyone say anything about who's disagreeing with George? What are you saying?
Her his wife, Laura.
Oh, the fact that she has a book out and she's talking about she's been
right.
Yeah,
she's right.
Oh no, but that was always that. She has said that before. When he was president, she said that when she would be asked things, she agreed and like for she was pro-choice, all that stuff. She there are, she has a lot of different opinions from her husband.
Yeah, she didn't hardly agree with anything he does.
What does that tell you?
I haven't heard anybody really trying to slam her or badmouth her or none of these people.
You know what, people, you know what, here's the thing about Laura Bush. People genuinely, I think, like Laura Bush.
Yeah.
I don't think, I think, unlike sometimes the controversial first ladies, I don't think she was really that controversial. She's
quiet,
very charming. Yeah, she's quiet. Yeah. She's charming. The first time I met her was when he was governor of Texas, and she just has that personality where there's not, you're not trying to play gotcha with her, so that's probably why. It has been talked about before, though, the, you know, when different things come up, how she felt about XYZ, and a lot of times she did have a different opinion from her husband.
But, you know, if anybody say anything bad about George, they always try to demonize them, you know, and say they're Bush haters and all that, but nobody says anything like that to her, so kind of a double standard there.
Well, he was the president. She was the first lady, Rick. So there's a difference. I mean, she didn't hold the elected office. He did. You know, here's the thing. You cannot, I don't care who you are, you cannot be in politics unless you have a thick skin. And every, I don't care who the president is. I don't care what, if we have a third party and someone comes in, there's always going to be criticism leveled at them because especially now, because it's like sports teams. You're on one side or the other. So there's not so much in between. Even though there is independence, it's not as there's not as many in betweens really.
Yeah, and then what do you think of Jesse James on TV crying?
Oh, that's ridiculous. I mean, are you kidding? Sandra Bullock would be a fool to go back with him. Why? Why bother? He lied.
That's
he lied about one woman, then another woman, then another woman, then another woman. It's craziness. It's insanity. It's like the Tiger Woods stuff.
Yeah, made her look like a fool.
Right, especially right after the Oscars. And see, you know the old expression about hell hath no fury like a woman scorned?
Yeah.
I think hell hath no fury like a woman humiliated. When you're humiliated, especially on a bigger scale, nobody likes that. No guy likes that if his wife is fooling around, and no woman likes that. But on a bigger scale where everybody in the world is following you and the scumarazzi is looking at your every move, that's rough.
Yeah, your picture's plastered on every book, magazine, and everything.
Yeah.
So,
crazy.
I thought that was kind of phony, like him up there crying all this. Kind of should have thought of that before, but too late now.
Yeah, he should have thought of that before. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, he had Sandra Bullock and was professing he was all happy and everything else, but she was away, and he decided he was going to play. Thanks, Rick. Coming up on the flip side, swarm of bees really hurt a rescue effort at the scene of a horrible wreck in Minnesota on Monday. We're going to tell you all about that coming up moments from now.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money. Real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
A gunman kidnapped two Americans in Yemen. What's that all about? We'll tell you about that in just a few. And how about the Arizona sheriff who says, I want an apology from Mexico for an ad that they have going. I'll also tell you about that in just a moment. But we mentioned the bees and the bees escaping in Minnesota. This was on CNN and Fox and all over the place. Just swarms of bees made it tough when this in this fatal wreck where one person was two people were actually killed in the crash. And it's scary to look at the pictures. I know this is radio, but you had firefighters who were doing everything they could trying to put it out. It was just a terrible accident. And you had a two-passenger car that was crushed by tractor trailers. The damage was massively extreme, and then you had the craziness of the bees escaping from the tractor trailer. And a lot of people were, this was the tough thing, were probably stung, at least the first responders were. And Matt, you and I were talking about this off the air because it's made national news, but it's in the studio's neck of the woods. And how many bees did you find out to escape from that accident?
Well, apparently it was 17 million bees because there were 700 hives and 25,000 bees per hive. And so it was 17 million bees just swarming around like a cloud of, it was like a black cloud of bees if you can look at the pictures, if you get a chance to do that.
Well, that's crazy.
But it's crazy. I mean, there was people here at work because it didn't happen too far. It was a little bit further south of us off of 35. And traffic was just backed up for hours because it caused about a like 3 or 4 hour delay, and people were getting rerouted all over the suburbs. So pretty crazy scene here.
Yeah, no kidding. So as we crisscrossed around America, that's one thing that happened in Minnesota. And I had mentioned this before, bees, they're not, there's a problem with the bee migration and then getting them in the hive. So people who rely on that, you think of what do you need bees for besides honey and some other products? And this is killing some of the businesses. So losing that many bees in a tractor trailer accident is millions of dollars down the drain. How about this Arizona sheriff who is calling on Mexico to apologize for a threatening advertisement that they've got going that shows a camouflage-clad guy looking through binoculars with the words, in Sonora, we are looking for people from Arizona. And so what happened is the sheriff is saying he wants them to apologize for what he says is a threatening advertisement. The ad showing the guy in the camouflage and saying that ran Friday in the Arizona Republic. It caught the eye of Joe Arpaia, who is the sheriff in question. And Sheriff Joe doesn't take any crap, and he is either praised or criticized for how rough he is on illegal immigrants. So he's saying, are they threatening us? Do they not want us to go to Mexico for tourism? He says it's mind-boggling, and I don't think it was in good taste. So the ad was posted in the visitmexico.com/go-to-sonora.com spot, and he actually put it up, too, and asked people to call the Mexican Tourism Board to ask for a clarification on the ad. You got to love that. See, now they're starting to fight back, and Sheriff Joe always fights back, so that's not necessarily a surprise. And they're trying to say now, they're trying to turn it around. The president and the publisher of the Arizona Republic is saying he wasn't aware of any complaints to the newspaper because of the ad. And he's saying that what the ad was about was simply to boost tourism. That they've worked with the state of Sonora for many years, and they're trying to assist them with Arizona's tourism to Mexico. And they decided on that a long time ago, and it had nothing to do with what's going on in Arizona. I mean, I don't get it. They want you to come to Mexico, and they're watching, or I don't understand the ad. It kind of doesn't make sense to me. So that's the first thing. It's a bad ad, because why would this make you want to go to Mexico? I mean, really what it is it's a threat. Camouflage guy looking through binocs with the words, in Sonora, we are looking for people from Arizona. Basically, they're saying it's threatening. They're saying, screw you, Arizona, we're looking at you. And then they're trying to cover it up and say something else. So it's getting bad. I mean, it is a powder keg that has already been lit. The fuse is lit. How far it goes, you know, not sure. But it is absolutely lit at this point. I was telling you about the Jamaican drug lords and why you don't want to go to Jamaica, man, anytime soon. I actually know a bunch of people who swear by Jamaica, but I don't think they're going there, at least to the capital, in the next month or two. You got security guys fighting their way into a complex that is a slum stronghold of this Jamaican gang leader who is facing extradition to the United States. And this is Kingston that we're talking about. So about 1,000 police and soldiers are attacking this gang. And it's been an incredible standoff. The guy that we're talking about is Christopher Dudas Koch, that's his name. He's been indicted on the U.S. on drug and armed trafficking charges. So you got military helicopters flying with their lights off, and they're buzzing all over the place. And you got power that's been cut off. You got barbed wire barricades, and they're trying to get to the drug lord's place. And you've got mass gunmen and people shooting all over the place. So at this point, if you were going to Kingston, you probably want to cancel, I would say. And that's why the State Department has a warning out. Not that you're going to the slums of Kingston, but how dangerous is it in general? Is it over there when you've got fires and you've got some pretty bad things that are starting to happen? And it's according to the Radio Jamaica down there, it sounds like things are really, really exploding. You've got criminals from drug gangs across, in fact, the Caribbean islands that are joining up in the fighting. So that you know, pretty much it's just all out a mini war happening in Jamaica. Yeah, not good. Speaking of not good, this is a story we didn't talk too much about, but a lot of people are buzzing about this. This has gotten, like, ultimate water cooler buzz. I've had people even ask me, what did I think happened here? Did you hear the story about the TV producer's wife who was found dead in Cancun? So now a Mexican lawyer for the family of the producer's wife is saying that in Mexico they aren't really, they don't have the ability or the willingness to look into what happened to her. The couple is Bruce and Monica Redman, and they were vacationing in April. They were at a resort in Cancun, and her body was found in the sewer where they were. And her husband said she didn't return from a shopping trip. He was considered to be, and still is, a suspect. They say that her body had signs of asphyxiation and a blow to the right temple. But at this point in Cancun, what the officials are saying is that they don't have the ability to solve the case, and there just isn't enough interest at the Attorney General's office, but at the national level either. So, boy, you gotta wonder what is the deal in not trying to figure out and get to the bottom of this. Prosecutors made the husband turn his passport in and told him not to leave the country, but he's returned to the United States. He's got a lawyer and he returned to the United States. So why aren't they heavily pursuing that this American woman is found in the sewer in the condition that she was found in? And, I can't answer that question other than what I found out. The Department of Homeland Security says, hey, look, U.S. citizens entering the U.S. by air have to show a passport, but if they enter by land or sea, they can show other types of documents, land or sea, including an enhanced driver's license. That's nice. Uh-huh. So they're investigating this. The husband's already back in the U.S. He hasn't been charged with a crime. And the word that the lawyer is pumping out is he's devastated by the loss of his wife and the mother of his two kids. It seems fishy because they had these arguments that people heard, but it doesn't mean that he's the guy who did this. So nice of Mexico to jump on this and try to figure out what's going on with what happened to her in a resort area, no less, like Cancun. You would think that they would want to try to figure out and put the pieces together as to what possibly could have happened here. I mean, give me a break. Cancun, so Jamaica, Cancun, I don't know. Oily beaches in the Gulf of Mexico, the Jersey Shore is looking pretty good right now. More odds and ends on the flip side.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
2, 3, go! Woo-hoo. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey, that day, will you marry me? Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But I said, no.
Tim Geithner, he's talking about China and open trade markets. Of course he is. He's got to throw in his two cents now that Clinton did her job over in China. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, did you hear the story? And when I first heard this story about the two Americans who were kidnapped in Yemen, I'm like, oh, no, this is not good. Here we go again. And pretty much what happened is they were American tourists, and they're demanding the release of jailed tribesmen for the two tourists. So that's exactly what happened. Tribal gunmen kidnapped those tourists on Monday, and they want something in exchange. Boy, this is starting to become the norm now. So security people in Yemeni say a taxi driver and the tribesmen said the two people, the man and the woman, were seized while they were traveling, and they were driving, the taxi driver was driving the man and the woman, and six gunmen stopped them on the road, took them to a village, and said that the hostages were now guests in the village. Kidnappings are epidemic in Yemen and are usually carried out by these tribesmen, hoping to get concessions from the government But now Al-Qaeda has begun kidnapping foreigners as well, and sometimes they chop their heads off. It's lethal. And they take them to places outside the capital because of, you know, rural areas. Think of the security there. The government can't do much. So you've got a lot of Al-Qaeda folks that are crawling around in some of the more impoverished areas in kind of the southern corner of the Arabian Peninsula, if you know anything about that area, if you like were to look at a map. So there are have been lots of threats to people from the West and any of the allies, certainly. So the United States and other Western powers have been increasing their support to the security forces so that they can deal with the Al-Qaeda problems. But they got to be frustrated by this one. Here's, in fact, what P.J. Crowley from the State Department said.
The kidnapping has been claimed by a tribal group and is not believed to be terrorism related. At the present time, we are working actively with local authorities to gain the release of our two U.S. citizens.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't feel, if I were somehow related to those people, I'd be very, very concerned about that. Remember that movie Proof of Life with Meg Ryan? I mean, forget about the movie, but the whole idea of the proof of life. This is one of those scenarios, and they want money, they want exchanges, and the prisoner exchange deal, or give us a couple of yours and we'll give you these people back. That's not likely, because you know what? He's saying it's not terrorist related, but tribal leaders, Al-Qaeda, I'm thinking there is a little hint of terrorism in here, certainly for these people, I would have to say that, right? All right, since we're over in a different corner of the world, let's go completely in a direction a little bit upwards and onwards. We've been talking about this open trade thing with China and the Chinese markets and how exporting for them, depending on where it's headed, is definitely in their favor because of the yuan and what it's worth. And you see what's happening with the collapse of the euro. So now Tim Geithner, who is the Secretary of the Treasury, thought he'd put his own twist on it. Here's what he said about the open trade markets.
Innovation holds the key to a more prosperous future, but innovation flourishes best when markets are open, competition is fair, and strong protections exist.
When competition is fair. All right, so I'm in China, and I can make more money where I'm exporting XYZ to wherever it's more comparable to me, where I can get more bang for my yuan. What do you think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to be working on the place where I can get more bang for my yuan. Betty is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Betty.
Wondering about the North Korea, South Korea thing. I've heard a little bit in the news that they're saying that North Korea sank South Korea's ship. But I'm wondering, how have they proven that? Because it could be that maybe another country sank the ship because the other country may want to start a war with North Korea and they need an excuse. So blame North Korea and then start the war. So
well,
how did they
forensic
prove it?
I know a lot about this. They had forensic experts go over the ship because they had all the stuff. And they could see quite clearly the torpedo and where it came from, where it was made. And they, you know, that's how you can trace a lot of that stuff back in the United States and Mexico and Russia and anywhere. And they could clearly trace that back to North Korea. And also by, you know, by the way it, that submarine fired the torpedo and hit the warship, they could tell to the depth of where it hit and the measurements. So not only that, but finding enough of it that it was traced back to North Korea.
Well, see, I hadn't heard that, and that's, you know, that was, would be what I would want to know.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, was it positively, you know,
yes,
connected to North Korea? Because
sure.
I knew they could identify things like that if they could find,
mm-hmm,
you know, the evidence, and I hadn't heard that, so that's what I was just wondering.
Yeah, they found the evidence. And see, typical Betty, though, you got North Korea saying, oh, it's baloney, it's nonsense, it's they're igniting this problem with South Korea. this is, we did not do this. But that's the, that's Kim Jong-il takes a page out of the same playbook as Ahmadinejad. And it's all about spewing all the nonsense. And they definitely did that. They killed those 46 men and they will not accept the responsibility for it. And so let's see where this goes. But I have a bad feeling about this one. I think this one could go the distance.
Okay.
Thanks, Betty. The question becomes, though, I mean, the Pentagon these days is hopping, right? It's got to be, because you look at a map and you start to see where these problems are escalating. And not that that's always, there's always been that concern. That's why it's interesting when people want to completely, you know, we talk about defense budgets and you'll hear some people who are oblivious to war say, well, why can't we just dismantle everything and, you know, why don't we be the first ones and reach out and, you know, sing about love and plant flowers and exchange information with each other. And, hey, listen, wouldn't that be great if this was a Hollywood movie? But the problem is there's a reason. Why do wars happen? Why do things escalate to the points that they do? And once somebody pulls that trigger or triggers, what do you do? I mean, you know, the turn the other cheek thing doesn't so much work in the point where we are now with some radical groups. So it's not possible to. That might be what people would like to see happen, but it's just not realistic. Come on now. Sometimes, every once in a while I get an email like that, and hey, I always say this, all opinions are completely welcome here. I don't like one-sided things. So I'm all about that, about spreading around different opinions. But there's the diplomacy thing, the idea of the olive branch is a good one, but it's one that often will not work. If you have somebody who is completely radicalized in their ideas and they are dogged in whatever it is, whatever the mantra is, you're not going to win that argument. You can try to figure out ways to infiltrate it and then look to the future of, well, how can I change the minds of, let's say, young men who are impoverished or others who have means who want to destroy Western ways because they feel as though Muslims are being persecuted. So now they've become radicalized to the point that they want to do something about it, whether it's, you know, Major Hassan at Fort Hood, which clearly you could see some signs there, or it's Faisal Shahzad, who became a naturalized citizen and was willing to wait his time. That's the thing, is how do you try to change that ideology, and how tough is that to do it? And so the same could be said of the mentality in Korea, North Korea. It's, you know, Seoul is the enemy, the South Koreans are wrong, whatever state-run info is being pumped into the heads of the people that live there who completely obey or die. So it's tough to twist that in a different direction if they do something, if North Korea does something like they did to South Korea, eventually it breaks in half and you have to make a decision in going forward. Now, that hasn't happened yet. There is no, okay, we're on the verge of this, it's definitely going to happen, but I think South Korea is biding its time, and I wouldn't be surprised if ultimately they're not satisfied with the results, they can't be talked out of the tree, and they decide we're pushing this thing forward, then the United States is right in the middle of it. And I mean, they are right in the middle of it. Coming up on the stretch drive time of the show, and you know, we're mixing and matching all kinds of things here, having a lot of fun. I hope you are too. And we're going to do a little dungeon moment next with something completely different. It'd be obvious to throw Kim Jong-il in there, some of the other idiots when we talk about the oil spill and whatnot. We've done that, so we're not going to go in that direction. Instead, I think you'll be surprised as to, maybe you won't be, as to who we're throwing in the dungeon. Stay with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 To the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I want to be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
All right, let's head to Chris in Missouri. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Not bad. Yourself? I'm doing good.
Good. So am I. You know, it's almost Memorial Day weekend. How can you not be doing good?
Yeah, I was wanting to talk about North Korea a little bit.
Yeah, go for it.
You know, Oh Will, he's a... I seriously believe that he is nothing more than a puppet for the Chinese. And I think China's going to let this go. Here I am on a conspiracy theory, but...
No, that's okay, because China has a lot invested there because of the trade between China and North Korea. China makes a ton of money. Actually, China makes a ton of money with North Korea because of what they export to North Korea. So there is a lot invested there. I'm not so certain that I don't, I mean, I agree with you, I'll say in other words, on Kim Jong-il. I think he is somewhat of a puppet to them.
What I think they're wanting to do is, you know, China for years has been wanting to make a play for Taiwan, and I seriously believe that they're going to let this thing play out and see how it goes.
And yeah, and they'll be able to pick off, feast off of whatever remains.
Yeah, and, yeah. You know, they're going to try it through diplomatic actions, you know. Well, we'll get him under control, but we're going to take Taiwan, you know, and you're not going to do too much about it, and just see how we play our hand.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we've got a president that's got enough cojones to stand up to him.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens within the next, I'd say, 6 months.
I agree with you. You know, this was a long time coming. I had a bad feeling about this one, and, you know, there have been other things that have bubbled up in the past where it looked like, you know, North Korea has to be slammed down, but yet nothing happens, and China never makes a play in that direction. They're asked about it, but they never, ever do. So now let's wait and see what happens in the next couple of weeks to begin with, and in the next 6 months before the end of the year, if anything happens. I wouldn't be shocked if we do see some kind of aggressive action.
They've got a lot of cards to play at this point in time.
Yep,
you know,
absolutely.
They've got our debt.
Yep.
You know, they got a lot of threats to make.
Yep, absolutely.
It's going to be, you know, like you say, it's going to be, they're going to wait and see how this election goes. But in the meantime, it wouldn't surprise me if we don't start hearing little bits here and there.
Yeah.
It'll start creeping up. And if the election goes in their favor, which who knows at this point in time, how the election will go, but if we don't have a big power change and get somebody talking back a little bit, then I think they're going to go on and make the play.
Yeah, I think so too. I think there could be. I think a lot. It's so serious. It's what's happening there. Thanks for your thoughts, Chris. Appreciate it. I think there's more happening there than people realize, and because a lot of times people refer to it as distractions. I don't think it's distractions. I think that there's so much going on. But the stuff that's going on overshadows, you know, what ultimately could be the big play with North Korea, South Korea, and China. China, of course, holds all the cards because of what you just said. They've got our debt. That's scary how much debt they hold, all of our debt over our head, pretty much. And they ultimately, the Chinese, have the hand to play. They have the best hand at the table, no question about it. So which direction do they go? What's in the best interest of the Chinese? What is the best possible outcome for China? What do they want to see happen? That's what you just have to ask yourself, right? All right, so we move from that to something completely different. I mean completely different. And I decided to make kind of a lighthearted dungeon moment, if there is such a thing. You know, the iPad is just flying off the shelves. Once again, Apple making oodles of money on one of their new inventions. And it's lightweight. You can take it wherever you want to take it, and it's not a big deal. You don't have all this big bulky stuff to carry around, and it has a gazillion apps and all that sort of stuff. So what's interesting is the Yankees have said, we are banning the iPad. You know, the commercial says the iPad goes anywhere. Because it's supposed to be like you can read the newspaper wherever you are. You can read a book. So that's theoretically that could be your book that you're taking to the stadium while you're waiting for the action to get started. But the answer is no, because the stadium, Yankee Stadium, is saying that the iPad falls under the no laptop security policy, and people won't be able to come in the ballpark with one of them. The TSA says you don't have to take an iPad out of its case to go through security, but Yankee Stadium says you can't use this device, that it's a no-go to go through their turnstiles. So the discussion has been pretty hot and heated about this ban, and, you know, why is there a ban? And so there were people that went to a game recently with an iPad, and they were turned away. Well, What are you going to do with the iPad? You can't. Your car is probably parked who knows where, and you're going to have to go lock that up. Forget about it. So it might be one of those deals where you have to smuggle it in like you do the food to the movie theater, and you kind of have to put it under your windbreaker or your shirt or whatever so that the security guards don't see it. Because here's the odd thing. The Yankees are saying that you can't have a laptop and the iPad falls into that same category, but they've got a Wi-Fi. They've got Wi-Fi available throughout the complex, so why would they ban the iPad? I have to say for that reason, and just because I hate the Yankees anyway, that I'm going to throw Yankee management into the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, but here's the question. If you go to the ball game, is the ball game that boring that you're sitting there on your iPad the whole time or your laptop? Matt, that would annoy the crap out of me if somebody was sitting next to me, especially for what you pay for close seats, and somebody is, you know, hammering away on their laptop.
Yeah, I mean, I would never want to side with anything the Yankees ever did. So I think this is one of those ones where it can be kind of fan-imposed. Because if someone is sitting next to me hammering away on, like, an iPad or a laptop, like, if you got your phone, most phones these days, you can have email and text message and do everything
sure.
you need to do on a tiny little phone that won't bother anyone else. If someone next to me, and I'm paying money for these tickets, has, like, an iPad out and is, like, focusing on that, I'm hoping a fall ball comes and hits them in the face, or maybe, I don't know, I just throw the thing out. Because yeah, it's distracting having someone next to you, like, type away on something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's distracting. But everybody's doing it. People are texting and driving. But the weird thing is the iPad would actually not be as annoying as a laptop would be, because essentially it's just like a bigger iPhone. So if somebody's tapping away, they're touching a touch screen. It wouldn't be quite as distracting and annoying. But and I'm sure the idea is they're excited about their iPad. It is like an iPhone. That's why I threw the Yankees in the dungeon, because it's just a bigger version of the iPhone with more apps. So if somebody's sitting there and that's your newspaper, they're reading the newspaper, they're reading a book, that's the whole idea.
Don't come to the game then.
I agree, unless you go to the game super early. But if I go into the game super early, I would probably, would you be tailgating? Or, because you have seats, so you're going to get into the stadium. Or would you be reading the paper? I don't know. I mean, how much earlier you're going to go? If you're tailgating, I can't imagine that you're playing away on the iPad either. It's like we're sickeningly dependent on electronic devices. But I think the Yankees were encouraging, with the Wi-Fi throughout the stadium, the fact that you could use it. So shame on them. That's why I threw them in the dungeon, because it is like a bigger iPhone. They wanted people to have Wi-Fi access, and then they're denying it to them. And they don't tell them that ahead of time, so they show up to the game, and then they're turned away. What's a person to do who's hauling their iPad to Yankee Stadium?
Putting together a girl's night out. Want you to come.
Why would I ever want to go out with you? I hate you.
Yeah, I know. I hate you, too. That's the way girls are.